Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanamineTD.com.
Oklahoma Wind Power has poured $20 billion into the state to make us number two in the nation in wind energy, while serving as the number one taxpayer in many counties. Wind Power directly supports school districts with much-needed funding, taking many off the state aid list, grows jobs that are here to stay, and gives money back to ranchers to benefit our land. Oklahoma is finally a leader. Please call your legislator today and ask them to keep wind working for Oklahoma. Visit okwindpower.com.
A busy week as far as agriculture is concerned on a lot of fronts, but one story that we haven't had a chance to catch up with as of yet, a court ruling in California that agriculture has won a significant victory. Chandler Gould is Chief Executive Officer of the National Association of Wheat Growers, talking with our own Carson Horn about the Prop 65 win in California regarding glyphosate.
Well, we've had a wonderful win this week, not only for consumers, but for the entire agriculture coalition that has come into this lawsuit. This week, the judge upheld the temporary injunction on the labeling of food products that have had safe product like glyphosate used on it. We were actually told that it could take 4 to 6 weeks before the judge would make a decision, and he made it in less than a week. And so when we read through his decision, he had clearly read through all the briefs. He questioned Prop 65 itself. He questioned why only one report was used to list glyphosate, and then also referenced the hundreds of agencies, the California EPA, the U.S. EPA, the National Institute of Health, all demonstrating glyphosate to be a safe product.
Chandler Gould of the National Association of Wheat Growers, one of the groups that led the charge in convincing the federal judge to temporarily ban California environmental officials from requiring cancer warnings on food products that contain traces of the herbicide glyphosate. Carson and Chandler Gould also talked about trade issues. Chandler Gould says it's high time we wrap up the negotiations on NAFTA, making sure that there's no harm done to U.S. agriculture.
You know, I think NAFTA needs to be wrapped up. It needs to be a good deal. We need to stay in it. I think that'll send a strong signal to the international community that the U.S. is serious about international trade. We are serious about free trade. On a parallel movement there, we also need to announce that we want to rejoin TPP. I've met with several of the TPP countries in D.C. They have said that they want the U.S. to come back, but I think we will have to come back with something to make it appeasing for them to let us rejoin.
Meanwhile, at our nation's capital, in a voice vote, the Senate confirming Greg Dowd as the chief agricultural negotiator at the U.S. Trade Representative's office. Action on that nomination had been delayed for months by a dispute over U.S. objectives in NAFTA negotiations. Arizona Senator Jeff Flake had held up the nomination since October. Meanwhile, in Kansas City, National Farmers Union getting ready for their annual convention starting this weekend into the first part of next week. American Farmers and Ranchers is the nation's largest farmers union affiliate. Oklahoma will be represented by the delegation from Oklahoma led by Terry Dietrich. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the Value Genetics Bull Sale for Davis Angus, Saturday, March 3rd at the Clinton Livestock Market north of Clinton, Oklahoma on Highway 183. The sale starts at 12:30 and will feature 110 bulls and 35 commercial open heifers. Attend the sale live or online at dvauction.com. Jim and Debbie Davis invite you to check out their catalog at davisangus.com or call Jim at 580-331-8036 for more info. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull Sale, March 3rd at the Clinton Livestock Market. Don't miss it.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.